In Parshas Baloischa, we have here a parsha Ketana that is Meikri Adas Mitzad Yisrael Atayra, and also a very Shoyishtek Nekuda Mitzad Avoida. You have the Vikuach of Aaron and Miriam with Moshe Rabbeinu, and the vikuach on the chelik of nevuah that's called nevuah Moshe specifically, and they had a taina to him that was perish meisha, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers them. He says, Shimon no advarim yonim v'achem Hashem b'mara elav asfavda b'chalem adaber boy loy kein avdi Moshe chol beis enemon hu pel pel adaber boy marav lebechidois utmuyas Hashem yabit. Madur loy reisam adaber b'avdi Moshe. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is giving him a tshuva over here. He's giving a tshuva to Aaron and Miriam's taina. It's not easy to understand. Certainly, I mean, the Rambam learns from here all the nafkaminas between nevuas Moshe to other nevuas, and the nafkamina is in the quality of the nevuah. There's the it's without mishalim, it doesn't fall apart, and so on. It's kufas not mizdazeya, it's bechol eis, and so on. But it's not easy to understand where is that reply to his taina. I mean, the main thing he should have said was that the nevuah is all the time, possibly. So he needs him to be there all the time. But all the qualities of it, it's hard to say. It's agav grora. It was schlepped along. He's tight. He's being magged in the Vuos Moshe Rabbeinu in an oifin that is explaining the reason why he could be poyish meisha, even though it's usher, it's not right, and they can't. So we have to understand the main taina here is he says loychein avdi Moshe bechol beisi nemanhu. I can trust them bechol beisi. It's very hard. That seems to be nekuda. Then he adds pel pel daber and so on. Bechol beis neman means ki'ilu, I can trust him with all the secrets that I have. And that's on the surface, that's how we touch the word neman, is that he's trustworthy with everything. What's the pshat over here? Bechol beis neman hu is a is that's a reason why he should be punished by Isha. And also the other ones, Pel Pel Davboy and so on, but doesn't seem to write the Kuda. If anything, I should have said, I always need him for Nevuah. That's the right answer. But the Dogish is Bechol Beisi Nemanhu. Nemanhu would mean Kilu, somebody, I can't trust him with certain Nevuahs, because he's going to tell it to people that you shouldn't. I mean, what does the word Ne'eman imply over here? That he would say Nevuah Sheker, so then he's a Navi Sheker. Are other Nevi'im not as Neman as Moshe? How does that express itself? That Chas V'Shalom, they would say something that's not Emes? That's the Nekudia we really have to deal with. Also, the Pasuk says over here, Ish Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam. Anav Moed Mikol Adam, Ashal Bnei Adama. Lechura, it's just telling you, Ki'ilu, they felt that he's a Balgaiva, and the Torah says that he's Anav Moed. It's kilu an answer to the taina Akash Baruch was made on him, but the midah of anivus would seem to be part of the package. We're trying to be magde Moshe, yechidus of Moshe. So it says he's anav and he's neman. Luchura anivus and nemanis don't have to have anything; they don't have to go bedafka together. Lamashal, anivus is a gavaldik good maila, gaiva is a gavaldik a terrible maila. But it's possible a person is a Balgaiva and there's a lot of chesed. So that's not, he could be Nizer and Isurim and still be a big Balgaiva. Gaiva doesn't seem to be a shter to other things. Nemanis, a person is an Erlich Yid. He does what he's supposed to do. He keeps the mitzvahs. He doesn't, if let's say Neman means he doesn't let out secrets from Shemayim that he shouldn't, he won't do it. I mean, they're all the two separate inyanim. So if the main Nakuda was, if the taina to Moshe was that he's a Balgaiva, Kach Baruch Hu answered, he's such a Gevaldika Anav, and you don't know what kind of Anav is, and so on. If the taina had something to do with Nevuah, then skip Moshe Anav and speak about Nevuah. It seems as if the description of Anav is a background for explaining the mid of Nemanis of Moshe. And l'chura, it doesn't have a kesha. I could have somebody who's very loyal to me, and he's a big balgaiva. I could have somebody who does a lot of chesed to me, and he's a big balgaiva. I could have somebody who's nizer and so on. Of course, all mitzvahs have some ashpa on each other, but even klali, they're not kosher one with another. So we have to be magged over here, the inyan over here of Moshe's anivus as part of the nemanis, and be'ikah, what's in the kuda of nemanis. You find also the chazal in two points. They associate this pasuk, this mid of nemanis, with two other midas. One of the midas is emes. When Chazal darshan emes v'chesed nifkoshu, emes is Moshe, because it says called basi neman. Neman with a certain lotion of emes, which, again, in a vague way, is close. In other words, when somebody is loyal to somebody else, we say he's emes to something. That's, and also the word bias over here, that says called basi nevas bias to Moshe, neman called basi neman. The word bias is certainly not describing Moshe over here. The word neman is describing Moshe. The bias is the bais Hashem kaviyochol, and b'chol bais neman. How do Chazal use in a few places? They use the word bias, nevas bias u Moshe. Neman that says that b'chol bais neman and so on. Bias u Moshe. It's not. Neman is the word that's described. It's nothing to do with bias over here. So let's let's try to understand a little bit this mid of nemanis. It's be'ika, it's a yesod and shayrish in all inyanim, because it touches on emuna, which we're going to see soon, and shoshi atayra, on avoda. Let's, one more point, let's just bring out. The midah of nemanis, kaviyochol, it's the way we understand the midah of nemanis, b'dar chlal, is the midah of keeping your word. Loyal. I promised I'll take care of it. I'll watch it. I will hold your side. Whatever it is. That's the way we perceive nemanis. If somebody's neman to me, he's loyal. On the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says, v'neman atalach yis meisim. Nemanim dvarecha. What is the word neman in trusted kaviyoch by Kodesh Baruch Hu? I mean, we don't, when we say that somebody is loyal to me, so the etzem mida of keeping your word is a mida that is faked. If somebody promises me he'll be there, and he doesn't come just because he just couldn't care less, that's a mida grua. We don't see that as a gewaldic mida toiva. Ah, the person promised he'll take me to the doctor, and he showed up and took me to the doctor. If he promised me and he knows I need him to take me to the doctor, of course I expect him there. The usual teher of nemanis is when it takes a price. The person had to be mafsid something terrible. The person himself had his own problems. And he took me out of loyalty. He kept his word. That's when the money is a mida toiva. But it's not like chesed, which is betzem atava, kedusha. On a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'nem onatalach smesim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu promised me m'chayim mesim, v'nem onatalach smesim. The mida of nemanis over here, how do we describe a mida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyochol as nemanis? The midah toivah shaboy is not shaykh Kodesh Baruch Hu. The difficulties and serious doesn't tzu. And the etzem thing that a person keeps a word that he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kodesh Baruch Hu said. And we say neman in varech in the berachas af teira. The neman goes on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A navi says over things with neman, it's by Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Where does the word neman shtalzach tzu? Kaviyochol in a tzuras mila to anhogis Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So let's start first. This parasha over here, besides, like we've spoken a few times, it's not a parasha to tell us the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no chelik of Torah of worshiping anoshim as gedolim as they are. The milas and midas tevas of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron, David are all there to teach us something. But there's no parasha to teach us godless Avram, godless Moshe, Keshlatzma. There's no hagiography. There's no worship of saints. That's not chelik of Torah. This parasha of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is there not to tell me the godless of Moshe, but the whole nekuda of Zeis HaTor L'Tei Mukhlefes, the whole nekuda that you can't change, Novi Kamoini, but not Mamish like Moshe, the Torah's Moshe is different, is this parsha. The Rav says, the Rav says that any two Nevi'im come and contradict each other, it's Tartar Sastra, it's not Treyatray, whatever it is, it's both are possible. Anybody that says Nevuas Moshe is the Iker, and everything else is Tafel. So in as much as it Shtalzach to Nevuas Moshe, it's good, and much it's possible. In other words, Ikre, if you say that Das, is that Nevuas Moshe is Be'etzem, that's Torah, and everything else is Torah in as much as the Shtalzach Tzutel Nevuas. Navi Kamoini. In as much as it's Kamoini, that's how it's Shtalzach Tzutel. So the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah was the Shtalavex a certain Nekuda, and obviously that has to be Shaykh, that's the Nekuda of Moshe itself. And let's be Maspirit. Let's take back the midah of Nemanis. Let's say somebody is supposed to do a job for me. I'm relying on him to do something. So the midah of Nemanis is, I paid him to do it, he has to come. He gave his word to do it, he should come. That midah of Nemanis is, it's the person is doing something for a reason. And they'll chiyuv him to keep your word to it. But they're not, it's not a very deep chelik of the person himself. So why is the person not ne'eman? Why? Could be found that somebody paid him a lot more money. It might be yashas, might not be yashas, but he did it for the money. I promised him $100 to do it. Someone else promised him $300 to do something else. So he called me up and said, I'm sorry, I can't do the job. I'm looking for somebody else. Let's say he feels like Hakaras HaTov, he owes me a favor. But if he owes somebody a bigger favor, it'll go there. The midah that a person stells a tzu to something, the midah that a person will keep something, is totally in how much it's shaykh to him. I have my cheshbonis. I want money. Reuven's promised me $100. Shimon has promised me $300. So Shimon goes before Reuven. Let's say I have strong feelings towards somebody. I feel very close to somebody. So I say that beats money. If I don't need the money, the closeness I feel to the person, the ava, the kirva, the chiba, is closer home than the dollars I could pick up there. And I'd rather do it for Shimon, whom I like more, than to Reuven, that it's just a question of money. And so on. If a person's wife, parents, brother asks them to do it, there's a much more intense sense of it because it's closer to myself. Let's be magdirit. In every person's mitzias, there is the kavua and there's the variables. Down at the bottom, myself is the kavua, and everything else is a variable. A person who is his own mitzias, his own chiyus, his own kiyum, is there's no compromise in that. Everything else, the closer home it is to my mitzias, the more firm it is. The further away it is, it's less firm. So the midah of nemanis is how far something shtolzach to the mitzias of the person. It says there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, to kativ yosed b'mokem neman. So the Targum says that there, Neman is kayome, kayom, something that exists. The word kayom in Aramis, in Lashon Kodesh, comes from, kayom means exists, and it's also the mitzias of something. When I'm a kayom a shtar, I make it into a shtar. It becomes a shtar. It means something that continues to exist and something that does exist. Chai v'kayom in the sense of lo'olam elamim, something continues existence, and to give something existence. The mitzias of nemanis is the kiyum of something. So if something's, if the place that something has klapi mi is bachutz, it doesn't have a kiyum. I don't have a very strong nemanis to it, and it's aroi be'etzem. The closest something is to my core, the closest something is to my metzias, the more it's kayam, and the more it can be shaken off. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are having a vikuach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hasishkach Isha Ula, and the and Gam Elot Yishachachna Vanoichelach Shkochich, it means a woman will never turn against her child, because the child is identified with the etzem metzias of the woman. That's her metzias. It doesn't have a separation be'etzem, and therefore, who's the me that's turning against my child? If there is a close friend, there still is a me, and my close friend there can be an akuda that a wall comes between the two. The pre-bitna of a woman, the ula, the child of a woman, is to a woman identified with self. And b'meila, there's no way she can dislodge herself from. There's no way you could say, well, I'm sick and tired of this child, I don't want it anymore. In a closed tagayfen, you can't say it. So the midah of emuna and nemanus, which is a correlation of it, we'll see in a second, is the midah of associating something that's on the surface of it, not me or mine, and making it more and more mine. That is the midah of nemanus. Emuna also, it's a shaila for us. How do we work on emuna? What does it mean to work on emuna? So we'll see soon. It's a hemshech. It's a sniff of this midah. Yiddishkeit, Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, all of those inyanim are be'etzem not the person himself. That's not me. It's not me, mikufya. A child starts. He doesn't start with a yitzer toif. He starts with a sense of physical self. He starts with his appetite, with his fingers. His metzias is a physical metzias. The inyanim of ruchnius, the inyanim of Torah, come as an outside thing that's mashpia on him, that awakens something in him, and so on. How loyal I am to that, how kosher I am to that, is this midah of nemanis. It's how much I've identified with myself. Lamashal, let's say, give him a simple oifen. We do different things because of busha. A person, even klapa kadosh baruch Hu, the Rav Moshe says, a person stands in front of a kadosh baruch Hu, in front of the melech, he'd be mizbayish. I'd only be mizbayish. I'm only ashamed of things that are meaningful that I associate with me. If somebody insults me that I don't, I'm not a very good music player. If I don't care for it, so I'm not insulted. I'm not mizbayish in it. The bush is only shaykh if I have a sense that I'd like me to be perceived a certain way, and it's not exactly being perceived as such. That's where busha comes in. So the process of my identification with the ruchnius is the process of ne'emanis. How loyal I will be to it, how much I will be shaykh to it, is totally in how strong this is me. The nekuda of nevuah, that is that a person can be masig and be toifis something that's beyond him. That's nevuah. A person can work on himself and get all the midas on every single midah, toiva and ruchni. As a person is a baal bechira. Up until Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh were also Balei Bechira. I always mentioned the Shaar Kedusha of Chaim Vital is how to get Ruach HaKodesh. It's a chelek of Torah that can be attained through in the realm of Bechira. Nevuah has no such mahalach. Nevuah, the Rambam says, is you can be in the highest darga. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah is something beyond the person's tefisa be'etzem and beyond his metzias. Every Navi, when he got Nevuah, got a certain influx of Ruchnius that was not him. And it expressed itself in all the Yerfanim. He fell down, he was in his Aves, he couldn't, all of those in Yonim, and also it was given to him through a mushal, because I need a mushal to describe something to a person that's not there. I don't need a mushal. If I tell somebody, this is, you know, I took a jar of honey. So if the person has seen honey, I don't need a mushal. If the person never saw it, they ask me, what's honey? I say, well, it's kind of sticky like this, and it's sweet like sugar, and it's this like that. And I use a mushal. Nevuah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu opening up a world of Ruchnius that's not shayach to a ben adam. It's not shayach, and b'meile it was temporary be'etzim. Something which is not you is temporary. It could be just like an association that's not me. Nemanis to somebody that's not, is only as deep as much as I associate with it. If I have a job to do, I finish the job, he says, I want to do another job. I don't know, I'm not in the mood, I'm not holding by it. A person says, I need you in this situation to help me, I need it desperately. I say, you know, I don't owe it to you, I'm not, you know, Hanochi Risiv, I don't, it's not, you know, I'm doing as much as I feel that I'm shy to it. That is the midah. So Nevuah is by its definition a davar she'eino kayem for a Navi. It's lacking because it's beyond the Navi. So A, he himself is not himself when he gets to Nevuah. They were called Mishugoyim. They were not themselves when they got to Nevuah, because it was really, it was like overflowing a circuit with more than a circuit handle. They couldn't even deherit clearly because it wasn't them. And Lemaisa, it was a matzah that could not be lasting constantly. Moshe Rabbeinu made that switch. And Moshe Rabbeinu was there. The midah of Nemanus of Moshe was that became his mitzias. And the Rambam says it. When he sums up the differences and he explains why he was perished from the Isha, he says, you know, he was Zacha, and he became Niskasha, Daita became Niskasha Bitsur Ho'ilamim. And that's why he's perished from the Isha. In other words, the right way for any Ben Isha to the hair is that his physical Metzias is Kavua, and his Ruchnistika Metzias is Aroi. So the Isha and the Bias and his own Bias are his Metzias, and Nevuah comes Me'ez Le'ez, there's a Nevuah that's Nizgal on him. But no Yulud Isha could say that Nevuah is my Metzias and something else is my Aroi. Moshe Rabbeinu's Darga was B'chol Beisi Neman. Doesn't mean that he doesn't spill any beans, he doesn't cigarette. That's silly. That's not what it means. It means he's here. That's his mitzias. His mitzias is, the loyalty is not for a price, but that's his mitzias over here. And therefore, he doesn't have a shaykhus. He can't be kosher to anything else. If this is his mitzias, he can't be kosher to something else. And so the nemanis that we're talking about here is a tchuna pnimis of being completely identified with it. This is his metzias, and b'melech precludes him having a kliya someplace else. The bias, his bias is here, and the nemanis is because that's his metzias, and b'melech there cannot be another bias that he shayach to and have nemanis to. That's the midah of nemanis of Moshe Rabbeinu. We asked about v'nemanat alachis mesim. What's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayach Nemanis? It's a side nekuda. I just want to mention it, just a little bit to be mashim the tmuna. Tchias HaMeisim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings the Vikuach, the Neminim, and so on. And one of the tainis was the Chai Meis, the Meis the Kol Shekein, somebody who dies, certainly the people who die don't come back again. To which we applied, the loychai, or the loyhavik kaima, the kaima lekolshkin. Those who weren't alive became alive. Certainly, those that were alive. Chaim, the shaila is tchias hameisim is not just a nes. It's not just a meifis and a pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tchias HaMesim is a Hagdara in the Etzem Metzias of the Bria. To the eye of a Basar Vadam, Misa is a natural state, and Chios needs work. Everything is dead unless it's given a tremendous Koyach HaChayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chius. And b'meila v'neman atolakris mesim is, it's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that kaviyochel is called alikim chayim, that is chayir lamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'atem adveikam shem alkeichem chayim kulchem ayoyim, that midah is the etzem midah of the bria. The v'neman atolakris mesim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyochel, the Metzias is called Chaim, and b'meila Chaim is the natural state of Inyanim. It's not just a reward, Neschar. Anything that's a reward and a promise, Avtocha, can be changed, can be yes, can be no, Averis, Mitzvahs, Chulu. Here the Pshat is, we're talking about an Etzeman Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyo. Just a Maimah Muska, just to give it its Pshat. Let's get back to Inyanenu. So b'meila, we have here the Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu became a Metzias where the Atzmius of Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, that Torah itself, that Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik in Torah is kavua. So Zayis HaTolatei Mochlefes means that Zichur Torah is Moshe Avdi. The kvius of Torah is through Moshe, because Moshe himself is the kvius of Torah. It's Moshe himself is someone that the Metzias is kol kuloi. That's his Metzias. And b'meila, the chelik of Torah, the nekuda in Torah, is straight up at home, straight at the core of the nekuda. And that's also, in this oifin, that Moshe is an onov, mikol adam, it's the fullness of this midah. In other words, if there is any makom where a person has a sense of self, he can't be neman to something else. Let's take it. If a person doesn't need any gratification of his ego, doesn't need any recognition of self, he can be loyal to me 1,000%. Everything for me. But if he needs some sort of self, then in a certain nekuda, I'm going to be the outsider and he's going to be the insider. But there are called people who do have a need, who are balagaiva, and they're mizbatla somebody else. It's only because the bittul helps them. I'm so-and-so's shamus, I'm so-and-so's gabai, I'm so-and-so's neman. If there's anything but no self, then you can't be, then you're not neman. There's a self, and everything else can be close to the self, very close to the self, and so on. The only oifin, in the fundamental way, that a shayach, a person should be neman completely, is if he's an anav. And that's why, even though to other midas it's not a steer, it's not a steer to chesed, it's not a steer to many midas. But to nemanis, it is a steer. Because Nemanis is the midah where myself, Moshe Rabbeinu's self is Kvod Shamayim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's so. What Shai have to say is not going to be loyal. This is me. If there is a me and I do something for a living, I do Kvod Shamayim. For schar, I do Kvod Shamayim because it's right. I do Kvod Shamayim. So there's already a makom to be mechalik between the two, and there's a havdolah between the two, and that's why the necessary prerequisite for bechol beisi neman starts with the fact that he's anav. I want to bring it into inyanim that I negate to us a little bit, into one or two inyanim. If we're to ask ourselves, when a person grows when a person grows in Avodah, so we think of the growth as being he does more and more. He wants to do more and more. If I ask somebody, what does it mean to grow in learning? Say, I learned 10 plot, I learned 100 plot, I learned 500 plot, whatever it is. I always look at it mitzad the chutz. It's the real maila is how much is it part of the person's mitzias? How much is what he thinks and what he says and what he does really, really kosher to his mitzias? Because at the end of the day, if you're talking in a perspective of kiyum, of nitzchias, of emes, then it's not going to last. So as great as it is, it's chutz. Just like a ben maila, just like a bardas looks at a person's maila, sees he's very, very wealthy. It's a nice thing, but him and his wealth get separated very easily. I mean, it's an outside thing. How can I see it as a maila in the person if money comes and goes? If a person's maila is yoifi, so I say, well, you know, a person gets older, a person gets not well. It's not something that I'm being typhus in the person's self, because it's not lasting for etzim. Ruchnis is the same thing. If the thing itself, if a person learns by smother rabbi, I told over the Nevada a few days ago, one of Talmid and Briskarov told me that Briskarov had a taina. This was in Europe yet, this in Briskia. He wanted this person to chach, and he gave it in the way that, you know, he said, you know, Mother Zachi says, Talmidim today have very long sturm, much longer sturm than the old Talmidim used to have. But, you know, he says, once they close the Gemara, it's gone. And the other ones, he said, they're shorter sturm. But, you know, the Rashba was always draining around in the heads. And the Rav was being magdir. The difference, when the person sits back, and the intensity that a person pushes and forces himself to do things is a great way to start the process. But if a person's frumkeit and yiddishkeit and Torah is what he does like a bulldozer, anything you do like a bulldozer is not natural to you. So it hasn't gotten there yet. The same thing is true with emuna. We ask emuna, which is very close to this midah of nemanis. We ask ourselves, what's a big midah of emuna? And the more fantastic a story a person can believe, the bigger maimon he is. So that's berach the way we look at it. Person does. The person believes. So the Chaznish points it out in his criticisms about certain shortcomings that he felt the people had who claimed to be working things. He said the same person that's been working on greater in Yonim of Bitochen and Muna, he doesn't work. I should provide Parnasa, but if somebody else is getting in my way, he opened up a yeshiva, and I have a yeshiva. It's Achas Dosa Lahamis. What happened? Where did all the Emunah B'tochen go? The Teretz is, the person did big, tremendous Zachen, but when you touch home, it collapses. You see it in people who have extraordinary anhagas, that you feel you're not real. If you touch a sensitive nekuda, it explodes and falls down. Because it never was the person's metzias. Mitzias lachud, nis lachud. Emuna means with a person, and that's why an older person, beteva, is a stronger maimon than a younger person. Because when you, like the Gemara says, kama hapat goy odo de haigavra. A person who's lived, nara yisi gamza kanti, lo yisi tzarek nezov, only somebody, the more zakanti is, the more you could say it. A young person sees stiris, he sees things that are, And he honestly has to see it as such, and understand becholzois that they understand. But an older person sees, you know, if you look at it much longer, it becomes pashita. It becomes the emuna becomes a simpler emuna because that's the mitzias. That's how you begin to feel it as mitzias, not as the extraordinary. The midah of kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called ne'emanis. Bechavakuk ve'midan al achas. Is not that he trimmed down the mitzvahs chas v'shalom. But people lost sight of the forest because of the trees, and that's why they needed to keep finding the thread. And Ful Chavakuk came and he said, "Tzadik b'munasa yichya." Emuna is the shayish of everything. Emuna doesn't mean that I do something I don't realize. It's a chinuch for emuna. It might be the right thing to do at certain times. Real emuna is not when a person has to jump. It's when a person absorbed it so that he sees it as an emes. And it's an avoida. There is nothing that's nikneh overnight, and certainly not nemanis, because the midah of nemanis is that the thing itself becomes part of his metzias. That's the midah of nemanis. You're loyal not because, despite the fact that it's not good for me, I'm going to do it for him. You're loyal because this is me. Real loyalty always starts with family and with and a wife and so on, because it's where a person perceives, this is my metzias. My umma is my umma. My family is my family. My parents are my parents. My wife is me. That is the way a person perceives these inyanim. To work, if we're looking at what makes Torah nitzchias, what makes Torah kiyome, what makes the Torah should be loyte Torah zumuchlefes. If you see a person goes through a lot of nisyonis, and he stands strong, the midah is not that he keeps revving up the engines and jumping, or that he keeps doing things that are shaloi k'derech hateva. Those things have no kiyum. Nevi'im were in tremendous high madrega, but a shaloi k'derech hateva, and you could see it on the person. He wasn't shaykh to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him the ruach nevuah, and the person couldn't handle it. There was a certain lack of tfisa and achiza in the nevuah, and it came and it went, kiritzayin and kiritzayin avayri. Moshe Rabbeinu's darga was nemanis. Behold, basically, I mean, this became his metzias, like the Rambam says, zocher, and he became kosher to the tzurei lamim. As we enter a tekufa where there is less outside reinforcement on inyanim of Torah and mitzvah and so on, almost everybody steps back a step or two. That's the mitzvahs of it, with what was brought out by a framework and chiyuvim and so on. A person steps back, but whatever is there is a test of the midah of nemanis. If the learning accomplished what it should have accomplished, then I shouldn't be able to go a day without learning, without substantial learning, because I feel empty. If it really became part of the person's mitzias, then I can't not learn. I feel it empty. It's not an extra. It's not an activity I'm priming and pumping myself up to. And kefi the person's darga, that's what it's like. It's true in every aspect, whether it's a person's midas, whether it's a person's emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on, and a person's learning. If a person, the real measure of a person in nitzchistic terms, in tchias hamesindic terms, in kayam, in chai v'kayam, the measure of things is how much is it that it become the person himself. And kefi that, we don't, no one, Moshe Rabbeinu's dargis, not shayach to anyone else. But in as much as a person is dovek b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayoyim, in whatever darga of ruchnis became really the person himself, the person is a pchin of neman, then the person, and that's the darga that the person has it, it's nikra al shmoy, and that becomes his ikar metzias.